Live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, David Snyder, CPA, High Country Rec Fee Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Northern Arizona Vein Center. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Thursday edition of Q&A, basking in the shine of the Diamondbacks 5-0 win in Pittsburgh. They swept the Pirates. That is their second series sweep on this Eastern road trip. They're doing good things, folks. Pay attention to this ball club. They're really going places. Plus, they come home now to face the Chicago Cubs for 3 games at Chase Field. Then they'll have 2 against the Yankees. So Chase Field will be a hopping place for the next several days. The NFL draft starts today. The big buzz, of course, what will the Arizona Cardinals do with the number one draft pick, which they will now announce in Nashville later this afternoon? Will they go with Oklahoma's Heisman Trophy winner, quarterback Kyler Murray, and have him compete with incumbent Josh Rosen? Or will they be content with Rosen and trade the top pick to upgrade at several other positions? Or will they acquire Murray and trade Josh Rosen? Because a lot of teams would love to have a promising young quarterback. Well, keep in mind the new head coach of the Cardinals, Cliff Kingsbury, used to coach at Texas Tech. He knows Kyler Murray very well, really admires him, thinks he could be a really good fit in his offense. On the other hand, consider the absolutely awful coaching and offensive coordinator and banged up offensive line Josh Rosen had to play with last year. And you can see the paradox facing the Cardinals today and the next few days. I think we might see some real fireworks in terms of a big trade coming out of Nashville with the Cardinals. Well, a couple of big upsets in the NHL hockey playoffs, too. Not only were the Tampa Bay Lightning ousted in a sweep in the first round, a real shocker, by the Columbus Blue Jackets, and the Lightning had arguably the best regular season in NHL history, but they got knocked out in 4 rounds. Also last night, the defending Stanley Cup champions, the Washington Capitals, with Alex Ovechkin, lost in the Game 7 double overtime to the Carolina Hurricanes, and the Toronto Maple Leafs with Scottsdale's Austin Matthews and a tremendous influx of talent and new management were beaten once again in Game 7 again by the Boston Bruins, just like last season. Well, if you've been wanting to see the movies Little or Unplanned, right now is your last chance, because as of later this afternoon, they will vamoose and make room for all the screenings coming up of Avengers Endgame. Endgame is coming to the Harkins tonight and tomorrow. Avengers Endgame is the only new movie opening this weekend at the Harkins and PV. Next weekend, they'll open at least 3, possibly more, new films, including The Intruder, with Dennis Quaid as a psycho who just can't let go of his childhood home he just sold to a new owner. Also next weekend, the animated comedy Ugly Dolls and The Long Shot, about a long-shot presidential run by Charlize Theron, who hires the kid she used to babysit, Seth Rogen, as her speechwriter, with the, of course, inevitable, unlikely romance, with the real long shot being why a woman with what Charlize Theron has going for her would ever fall for someone like Seth Rogen. Well, then again, Julia Roberts once married Lyle Lovett, proving once again love is blind. Well, we've got Neil Sneller sitting in the bullpen waiting to step up. He'll be here in just a moment on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live at KQ&A.com, and we'll talk about Wait Until Dark, coming to Stage 2.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec Bee Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect, relax, have a lot of fun. Country Bank's home equity conversion mortgage, known as a reverse mortgage, could be your supplemental option. Suzanne Cosley, the reverse mortgage specialist at Country Bank, can show you how to convert a portion of your home equity into tax-free money.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Hi, I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle Brothers. From Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
Where the long, cool summer is about to start.
In Alaska, maybe, but we're here in Arizona.
Yeah, but if you get a brand new air conditioner from us,
you'll have a long, cool summer. I get it.
And if the listeners get it, they'll save a lot of money right now.
Oh, brother.
That's me.
Save money now on a brand new air conditioning system from Gettle's High Desert Mechanical. Visit GettlesHDM.com or be sure to see Cindy at Costco. Now offering plumbing repair service. Don't settle. Get Gettle's.
It's almost time for Arizona's third annual Ultimate Bagger and Custom Motorcycle Show and Concerts, hosted at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel in association with Night Owl Promotions. Saturday, May 18th, join us for a special night of music. Starting off the evening at 5 p.m. is the Born to Be Wild Tour, celebrating the music of Steppenwolf, followed by Atlanta Rhythm Section performing all their hits. This is an evening you won't want to miss. Head to CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com now for more information. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Coming up at the bottom of the hour today, we'll be talking to Kathy Miller-Hahn and Kelsey Clare. Kathy is directing, Kelsey is starring in the dramatic thriller Wait Until Dark. That is coming up for 3 weekends at the Prescott Center for the Arts Stage 2. And it's a good thing they have 3 weekends because at least 2 of the performances are already sold out. So we'll be talking to Kelsey and Kathy about that iconic piece of American theater. In the meantime, we have Neil Sneller here. We've known Neil for a long time. We used to talk to Neil all the time in his role with the Prescott Chamber. Now he is the tub thumper and drum beater for Touchmark, the upscale, independent, scenic hilltop living and fine dining overlooking Prescott Lakes Parkway and 69. Neil, you guys have been open now for about how long?
So we've kind of opened in stages. We've been open for about 2 years with our 42 single-family homes. Mm-hmm. And then we opened our big Grand Lodge building. That's the building that everyone sees from the road in November. And then we just recently, about a month ago, received our license for assisted living, and that's the west wing that you see as you're coming up Highway 69.
Now, why would someone need assisted living?
So really, when someone's not thriving at home and they're not able to perform some of the normal things that you do on a day-to-day basis, and life is just getting harder for people. And so people want to keep their independence, and they look for other options. And if they're struggling, assisted living might be a great option for them.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the common misconceptions of assisted living?
The big one is that you're going to lose your freedom, that all is lost. It's no longer going to be fun. All your independence is gone. And really, the reality is when folks are in that point in life, staying in a home is more of a struggle where they're no longer able to have the fun. They're kind of a slave to taking care of their home. They're not able to be social like they once were. and they're not cooking like they did before. And so by really assisted living, you help retain that independence. You have those healthy meals, and folks that are been missing out on that and don't have to worry as much. You've probably heard the old phrase, you know, don't promise that you're not going to put me away.
Yeah.
And really, spouses used to make that promise to each other in the past, and that's really not relevant anymore in that the industry has shifted so much. Folks are really shifting into that hospitality realm like Touchmark, where you move in and it's a really beautiful campus. You have everything taken care of, and you have just a lovely home that you really get to enjoy.
Mm-hmm. And you can put me away there anytime you like. I've been there. It's really, really nice.
Well, if you have your checkbook, we'll talk after the show, DJ.
So, you know, and this would surprise people about the benefits of assisted living.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the kind of the real big tangible one is going to be the food. That's really how people identify as a sense of home, and not having to cook every day, having made-to-order restaurant-style dining is huge. Chef Eric does a really great job. And then the cognitive stimulation of being at home, you don't get out as much. Maybe you just run errands, and that becomes your world, is just running errands. You're not having people at your house as much. You're not meeting friends. And so to have all those activities built into place where you can meet new people and really kind of start a new chapter with everything is plug and play.
And with that in mind, you've got a lot of programs for seniors, don't you?
We do. Really a lot of unique programs. One of the ones that I'm really excited about is called Elder Grow, and it's an indoor gardening program. It's been proven to reduce stress, and what happens is folks actually get their hands dirty in a real tactile way with soil. We have an educator that comes in, and then people at the end of the hour-long program actually can take home a plant, and they can choose to plant it in this kind of mobile garden, or if they want to take it in a small pot to their home, they can do that. And that's just really great for social engagement, getting your hands dirty, and having some plants, which we all love. And then the company started a real cool program called Fragrance in Frames, which is an art class that incorporates essential oils. So, for instance, if you were painting an ocean scene with greens and blues, then the essential oil would be something very soothing. If we were painting a volcano, then there'd be an invigorating oil. And the company's actually won some innovation awards by incorporating those two things. And, of course, functional fitness classes. Every day you have an opportunity to exercise. And then residents always have an opportunity to participate in any one of our number of life enrichment activities and classes that are happening throughout the day.
And you've also got nurses and a medical director on site, correct?
That is absolutely right. So folks don't necessarily need to go out for doctor's appointments, especially medication management, things like that. We're able to help with that all on site.
Now, this entire community, it's one of, I believe, 13 around the U.S. and Canada, but this is not some faceless, evil corporation. This is all the brainchild of one man. I believe it's Warner Nisler Jr., correct?
That's absolutely right. So about 35 years ago, Warner founded this company, Touchmark, and he really saw a need in that folks, when they were getting older, they weren't receiving the services that they deserved. And so he started in North Dakota, very humble beginnings, and started growing in the Midwest and expanded west towards the Pacific Northwest. And so our founder, his daughter's actually at ASU, and he makes it out here every now and then. Real humble guy, just great company in that there's you can not many companies can you actually meet the owner and bend his ear. And if you have something as a resident and you want to talk to him, he's happy to hear you out.
Now, you've also got a lot of amenities, including things like an amphitheater, dog park, walking path, pet washing.
Absolutely. So it's a big campus. It's 45 acres, underground parking, over 20,000 square feet of common area, lots of big patios, lots of beautiful vistas to look at. Of course, the Finn restaurant, which is open to the public, and then Charlie's Bistro in the Sterling Room, which is located in our Grand Lodge building. So three dining options for our residents.
Tell us some more about the Finn, because I was there last Saturday. I'm like a walking billboard for it. What really got me was not only an absolutely wonderful meal, and the service was great. It's a beautiful place, but also, oh my gosh, if you have to wait for a table, you're going to be really spoiled by that view.
it's really an incredible view. As you come up the hill, you don't realize how high you're actually going, but you look out on the patio and you just see the Bradshaw National Forest and that beautiful blanket of green that surrounds you. Incredible views, great food. It's a great spot, especially this time of year, to enjoy a glass of wine, grab a bite to eat, and we're open 7 days a week with a number of happy hour specials.
And the great thing about the Fin is that you're open to the public, not just residents of Touchmark, right?
That's right. So it's in our clubhouse building, and so it's a standalone kind of separate entity.
And it's got 3150 on the side, so you can't miss it.
That's right. You just drive up the hill, and it's right on your left side. And like I said, open 7 days a week from 11 to 9. So check us out.
Now, tell us about the Health and Fitness Club.
So located in the clubhouse is a full health and fitness club, also open to the public for folks that are 50 and older. And that has a swimming pool. We have all sorts of classes from stretching to yoga, tai chi, Balance Master, which is a tool that helps folks kind of recalibrate and work on their balance, pickleball courts, bocce ball courts. And incredible views, those same views that you see in the Fin, you see in the Health and Fitness Club, surrounded by windows so you can be on the treadmill and look out, enjoy those great views.
You know, I'm glad you mentioned Balance Master, because I have Karen Russell in here from Mountain Valley Rehab pretty frequently, and she talks about things like balance, reflexes, stuff like this. I didn't really realize until I started passing a certain age how important balance is, and now I'm beginning to understand why so often older people will suffer bad injuries in a fall, because the balance starts to fade unless you work at it.
That's absolutely right, and Karen does a great job over there kind of spreading that message. And the cool thing that I've observed is folks that maybe have never worked out in their lives, they get to a point where they're wanting to improve their balance, mm-hmm. and they come work with our trainers on a real specific program. And they might be in their 80s, but they're improving their health and their balance.
Yeah.
And so there used to be this misconception that once you reach a certain age, it's just done. But our bodies always respond when we give it good things. Mm-hmm. And so balance is really key, because if you can prevent a fall, that prevents a major injury and that recovery time. And especially as we age, that can be a real big benefit to not fall.
I'm just imagining how many people who visit Touchmark are coming in from outside northern Arizona.
So Prescott in general, as you know, just has a great draw from Southern California, from other parts of the state. And so when folks come into Prescott, they kind of look around and they see us, and they may be looking for senior living. And so we kind of pop up there. So we do some marketing outside of the region in Sedona and Tucson, but there's just such a natural drive for people to come up to Prescott.
Mm-hmm. And can people talk to you about price of assisted living?
Absolutely. So the price of assisted living is going to start at about $4,500, and that's going to include all the meals and amenities. And then you'll have an assessment from a nurse, and based on that assessment, that will vary. And so we assess care points, and so based on your specific needs and what someone would need, you have a customized price.
Mm-hmm. Now, because Touchmark is still new, are you hiring?
Absolutely. So we have over 90 team members, and we're growing. So we're looking for caregivers, servers, cooks, seasonal positions at the Fin restaurant. And so if you're interested, you can go to our website, touchmarkprescott.com, and apply online.
And since we mentioned it is open to the public, you have a happy hour Sunday through Thursday from 4 to 5 and 7 to 8 p.m. and live music weekly, too.
That's right. Some great live music, great views. And if you're looking for a Mother's Day spot, we have...
Oh, I hadn't even thought about that. It's coming up.
It is. Wow. We have a big, beautiful brunch. So call, check out our menu, and we usually fill up for that pretty quick.
You know, I saw your ad for the Easter brunch. Were you guys packed for Easter?
We were. It was a very busy day. So mm-hmm. the more people that can come up and enjoy the views and the food, the better.
Yeah. Tell us about your resident mix up there. It's got to be a big social event, too. More and more people getting to know each other, and I imagine at least a few people who have moved in there going, what is this thing you guys call pickleball? And now they're playing, aren't they?
They are. Well, pickleball, as you know, is the fastest growing sport in America.
Especially here.
Yeah, and as you know, you don't require as much lateral movement. And so folks that were into tennis are now into pickleball. But we have two beautiful courts, and it's a real social activity. It's a fun activity. You typically play with four people, mm-hmm. so you're not having to cover this giant court. And so the game's really accessible. And so we've had a lot of residents that said, oh, no, I would never do that. That's not for me. And of course, they love that. But the social element is huge.
Sure.
With Touchmark or really any community, and being able to plug into a group of like-minded people that are kind of have gone through the same things in life. I mean, no one likes getting old. It's not fun. But if you can, you know, be around other people that have kind of had shared experiences and career paths, you're able to just really start a new chapter, a new friendship, and to do that all in really one big village.
And, you know, one of the great things about the socialization is that I've talked with a lot of aging professionals who stress the importance of keep moving. And it's so important to be in a situation like that where you can have somebody that you establish a daily walking routine with who will knock on your door and say, hey, it's time for our walk. And whereas you might want to be, you know, sit back and watch a movie or something, oh, time for our walk. That will get you out, and that'll pay off in the long run, won't it?
It really does. And having that accountability and with a neighbor or friend and doing anything, whatever you're able to do, a small walk, a big walk, just really any movement is really key to our longevity as humans.
And you can have a dog, too, can't you?
Absolutely. So we're pet-friendly. Of course, a lot of dogs. Prescott's a dog town. You can't drive around without seeing two dogs stick out of a car window. And so with our dog park, of course, we also have a number of pet relief stations. And assuming the dog is hospitable and in good standing, then they are certainly welcomed.
How can our listeners learn more about Touchmark and about the Finn restaurant and make reservations for Mother's Day?
So they can go to thefinn.com and check us out online, or they can also go to touchmarkprescott.com or give us a call for a free tour at 928-632-7800.
That is Neil Sneller with Touchmark and the Finn. Neil, always a pleasure to talk to you. Let us know next time you have something exciting going on up there. Always great to have you on. Stay tuned, because we're going to talk about one of the iconic plays in the American spectrum. It's coming to stage two of the Prescott Center for the Arts. It's Wait Until Dark. We'll talk to Kathy Miller-Hahn and Kelsey Clare coming up in just a moment on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live at KQNA.com. Don't go away.
This is Clark Tenney, assistant principal at Prescott High School. Did you know that PHS offers students some of the best educational opportunities in the state? We have competitive award-winning programs, and many of our clubs and sports teams continue to bring home state championships. PHS consistently outranks other Arizona high schools when it comes to graduates going on to complete degrees at universities. To learn more, feel free to call or visit any of our schools, or go to PrescottSchools.com to find out why PUSD is your child's best choice.
What's in it for you this month at Findlay GMC Prescott?
Glad you asked.
First, we have a tent. You can't miss it. Under the tent is where the action's happening. We're doubling your down payment up to $2,000. We'll double your tax refund, too. That double could be worth up to $4,000 towards any new Sierra, Terrain, Yukon, or any other Findlay GMC model.
$4,000.
And right now, there are option discounts. Total volume discounts up to $12,237 on select models. Or financing is low as 0% APR that will stretch your dollar even further. So look for the big tent and let's talk. Findlay GMC guarantees to beat any Phoenix GMC dealer's price by $500 on the same make, model, and year. Findlay GMC in Prescott and at FindlayBuickGMC.com, the local dealership that supports your community. GMC, we are professional grade.
Offers for well-qualified buyers. Must finance through GM Financial. Does not include tax, license, title, and 495 doc fees. See dealer for details.
The Prescott Center for the Arts Stage 2 Theater presents Frederick Knott's thriller, Wait Until Dark. Set in Greenwich Village, Wait Until Dark follows the story of Susie Hendricks, who is recently blinded in an automobile accident. Susie becomes embroiled with a group of ruthless con men hatching an elaborate scam to reclaim a doll filled with heroin that her husband Sam unwittingly transported across the border. Wait Until Dark runs May 2nd through May 19th. Tickets and information are available at pca-az.net.
Electrical pros do it right to get everything in one stop, so you spend more time on the job than away from it, and spend less money too. Lowe's is here to help by having the right quantities and at the right prices, like 250-foot and 1,000-foot rolls of 12-2 and 14-2 Southwire Romex Simpull wire, now 5% off. Plus, save an additional 5% just by using your Lowe's business credit account. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid 424 through 426 while supplies last. Subject to credit approval, can't be combined with other credit offers. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
Oh, you know you love your baby, so treat her right. Get your car gleaming inside and out with a Prescott Pro Wash Detail. They're the mobile detail specialists who will come to your home or business with options to fit your schedule and budget. From an express wash to a full detail and everything in between, they even have a ceramic coating that is weather resistant and will protect your baby like nothing else. And one application can last up to 3 years. That's 3 years you don't have to wax your car. So give Eric a call and drive around in style at 848-3799 or online at PrescottProWash.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 226, and boy, is Stage 2 going to be an interesting place, because I would imagine not only is the casting and the writing so important for Wait Until Dark, but I would think the lighting director might be one of the most important people, right, director Kathy Miller-Hahn?
Yes, that'd be exactly
right.
Oh,
goodness. That, you know, there's nothing like taking on an iconic play, right?
I know.
Oh, my goodness. What prompted you? And by the way, for those who have never been to Stage 2, this is your chance. This is the perfect venue for a play like this, because the play itself is claustrophobic. It really is. And Susie Hendricks is in such, well, of course, Kelsey, you're playing Susie. Tell us why your character feels so trapped.
Well, for starters, physically, she's already fighting against being blind. That's her struggle. She's only been blind about a year. So that in itself, physically within her own body, she's claustrophobic. Mm-hmm. Just trying to figure out where and what and who she is now. So then, you know, within that, living her life and the people and the things around her as it's happening and changing, she's trying to figure that out too. It's constant moving in on her emotionally and physically.
Sure. Have you ever played a blind person before?
I have not.
This has to be interesting for you, I would bet.
Yes, this is by far. I keep telling people this, and, you know, people are really sweet and supportive in my life. Oh, you've played a variety of characters. You're, you know, versatile. And that feels great and sounds great until you're in a role like this. And I keep saying it's my most challenging role by far. Physically, emotionally, mentally, everything. It's definitely challenging me.
Mm-hmm. Kathy, for those three or four people, I guess, in the world who have never seen the play or the movie, tell us what it's all about.
Well, I got a kick out of you telling me when you saw it in 1967 back in St. Louis, where we're both from, and I went to college. That was my freshman year, and pulling into Warrensburg, Missouri, when I was 18. At the one and only movie theater was Wait Until Dark with Audrey Hepburn, 1967.
Who I had a crush on, by the way.
Oh, my goodness.
Didn't all men?
You betcha. And some women, too.
Although, no, that's okay.
What an actress. But anyway, I was fascinated with it right away. And it was a very small theater in a very small town. And it scared the absolute Jesus out of me. And I have to say, I was then drawn to doing it because, of course, I'm a big fan of film noir. I watch all those Saturday nights and Sunday morning if I miss it on Saturday night. And love it, love it, love it. And, of course, Dial M for Murder is also Frederick Knott's piece as well.
That's right. Yeah.
So I thought, well, I'm going to direct this one of these days. And we are doing a capital campaign to build a new theater, a new studio theater, which will seat, you know, 100 people, where this one only seats 50.
Right.
And I thought, if there's ever a time to scare the heck out of people, it's going to be in Stage 2, this one. Mm-hmm. So we grabbed onto it and decided we were going to do it, and that's how come I picked it.
Now, I'm not going to give anything away for those who haven't seen it, but is there going to be a refrigerator
on the stage?
Yes, there definitely is a refrigerator on the stage.
And anybody who's seen it knows what I'm talking about. Yes. Anybody else is going to wonder, what are you talking about?
Well, that alone piques the curiosity.
Oh, sure. Right. Oh, right. Oh, my goodness. But, Kelsey, have you seen the movie yourself?
Yes, I have.
So you know all about that. But didn't that just make you so creepy watching that?
Yes. Is, you know, the performance alone, it's really something to study and learn from. But just putting myself in that headspace and that situation, just watching the movie does it to me. So, like, acting it out, it's a lot. There's...
Gee, you think she's vulnerable enough?
But it's that fine line of vulnerability with her strength that she's discovering more and more.
And, you know, Kathy sent me an email with a photo of Paul Epic as Harry Rote Jr. with the tagline, "Would you let this man in your apartment?" No.
In the film, Alan Arkin, you know, he's an icon, but Paul is an icon at our theater.
Sure.
And very much.
He said, boy, I want to go out for this one. And he says, I know I have big boots, you know, to fill, but he's in it now.
Yeah.
So it'll be fun.
Just to show you how much fun Paul can be, the last time he was here, we opened the inter- I can't remember what show he was here for, but we opened the show by doing the Bugs Bunny theme, going, overture. And he knew every word.
Oh, of course.
And we all sang the whole thing. So it was a great way to get the interview off to a flying start. But tell us who else is in the show besides Kelsey.
Well,
now, this is a double cast role, correct?
This is. Because my role, Susie, is.
Yeah, because you're doing three weekends, right?
Right. We're doing three weekends. And Kelsey is a very busy actress here in town. And
when
I combined her schedule with Natalie's, I knew that I could get a really good performance from both of them, and they were both kind enough to understand that they wanted to tackle this big role and otherwise probably would have been disqualified due to their very busy schedules. So they were wonderfully generous and have been incredibly supportive. All those rumors about women not getting along or Betty Davis and Joan Crawford, you can put that to bed because
two
ladies are totally wonderful with one another. And
now, wasn't she the temptress in Fat Pig?
Yes, she was the temptress. Yes, she was.
Oh, and wasn't William Larson such a heel?
And was he not? And
in real life.
You're kidding me.
No, I have to tell you the story about Fat Pig.
Oh, now that's
quick.
Acting.
Natalie and Will are together and have been since. And Logan and Ashley, the other couple in Fat Pig, are getting married this summer.
Get out.
Not. So Kevin Nissen has a lot going on with his casting.
I need to do a Kevin Nissen show, apparently.
I'm telling you.
But I will tell you, Kelsey will not marry Paul Epic.
No. No. Great in this show.
You know, on that note, he's playing your attacker in this, correct?
Term.
It's an endearing term, yeah. When John Meyer was at the PCA years ago, he was directing, I believe, West Side Story.
Right.
And, you know, that, of course, is a director's dream and nightmare because you're talking drama, you're talking music, you're talking dancing, and fight scenes.
Right.
Now, how difficult is it to direct a full contact scene on a stage?
This one, I have to tell you, you have to go for a certified fight choreographer.
In a very small stage.
Yes, and we have a wonderful one now at PCA, Brian Moltrap. He's new to us. He's from a very large theater community and active community theater in Michigan, and he's moved to Prescott. And just in time, because we were trying and trying very hard. And JP is our acting coach on this
Jonathan Purpich,
and he was helping us as well. But then it is so brutal this one, mm-hmm. that we brought Brian in, and he's just fantastic. We're mm-hmm. so lucky, and he's cutie. Wonderful teaching style. He said, safety first. And when you're not thinking about safety, you need to be thinking about safety.
Yeah.
And that pretty much did it for us.
You know, speaking about acting and safety, HBO has a new series called Barry.
Oh, I love it. Love it.
You've seen it?
I love it.
Have you ever seen this series, Kelsey?
I have not.
Kathy, you can appreciate the duality of this role by Bill Hader.
Oh, he's
for
awesome.
Those who know nothing about it, Bill Hader portrays a guy named Barry who is a professional hitman and a doggone good one.
Very good.
But he's getting tired of it. Mm-hmm. And the mob doesn't want him to leave. But in the course of trailing one of the people he's supposed to whack, he accidentally stumbles into an acting audition and he becomes hooked.
He's hooked.
And he wants to be an actor. And I'm telling you, there are some scenes, there are some auditions, because I used to go to auditions at the casting network in Valley Village, and I would see these line readings and things yeah. like this, you know, in front of casting directors. And when I had Jean Lippincott in here a few months ago, she was talking about the time she had to literally stand on someone's ankles to get the performance she wanted. What's the strangest thing you've ever had to do with an actor to get the performance you wanted?
Well,
can we say that on the radio?
You can. The most recent one is from Wait Until Dark.
Oh.
And as you know, there in the movie, it was, you'll remember who was her husband, Sam.
Yeah, sure. Yes. Ephraim Zimbalist Jr.
Ephraim Zimbalist Jr.,
sure.
right. And Mastowich was Mitch in Streetcar that you're talking.
Oh, okay, sure.
And he's playing Sam next to Natalie's. And he was late from work. So during the combat scene, I had to be her husband in a very intimate scene. And that was new for me. I had never been a masculine bottom of the pile before, but I was that day.
Okay.
And that was probably the oddest one. But the most risky probably would go all the way back to Blood Wedding that I did way back in school at Southwest Missouri State.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's where John Goodman, Tess Harper, I believe.
Tess Harper actually
yeah.
made my wedding dress.
Kathleen Turner, too?
Kathleen Turner. And I like to put myself, all of us were there at the
all
same
of us,
time.
Yes, of course.
But, actually, Tess made my wedding dress in the costume shop.
No kidding.
Yeah, she did.
I'll be darned.
And still a good friend. But Kathleen, of course, has gotten ill over the years
yeah.
and does mostly voiceovers now. Mm-hmm. But John was a very slim, handsome football player, blonde hair.
John Goodman?
John Goodman.
And no kidding.
I was assistant director for Dr. Orms at that time doing Blood Wedding. And the show is, you know, very long and very intricate. And they skipped a line in the run-through, for the final run-through. And we closed the show in about 7 minutes, you know. And I remember sitting there with the director saying, they're in the last scene. They're in the last scene. And we'd only been up for about 6 minutes. And he said, I know, let it go, let it go, let it go. And I said, they're going to kill me.
Oh, my
and,
gosh.
You know, and he goes, no, let it go, let it go. And the curtain came down, oh, I don't know, in about 8 minutes for this long play. And I thought John was going to kill me.
Oh,
I mean,
my.
He said, Kathy, how could you not tell us that we were already screwed up? And I said, so it was an offstage moment, but yeah. it was still a little scary.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Kelsey, any strange moment for you involving a scene where someone had to do really, something really weird to get you through it?
I mean, I've definitely had to stretch myself just mentally or physically in certain areas to prepare for something. I will just use the show, I guess, as my most recent example. Once Natalie and I got off book for Susie, we started doing our scenes blindfolded,
mm-hmm.
Just to give that feel.
Of being blind.
Exactly. I'm sure. Not a method actor. That mm-hmm. process doesn't really work for me. But putting the blindfold on and physically getting adjusted to not looking for things. It's mm-hmm. such an interesting challenge to be physically able to see, but act like you're not able to see. So. take that approach with this particular role, the couple times that I could, blindfolding myself and feeling for things. So now I feel more adjusted to feeling the sets, hearing footprints or footsteps, as opposed to just naturally looking as Kelsey, as Susie, I'm feeling and listening. So that's been my most recent tool, I guess, for a character.
It's really interesting, too, watching the two girls do this. You know, the eyes are the windows of the soul. So one of the most challenging things for me as a director was directing intimate scenes of fear and all the different levels they go through without them being able to connect eye-wise to their fellow player. Very, very hard to let them know you're almost there but not quite, because they have to really be. And in a way, now that we're going into dress rehearsals tonight, they are blind.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
I mean, they really are blind after doing all the process that they've done.
I understand, by the way, correct me if I'm wrong, that your opening night and your first Sunday are both sold out.
Yes, they are already. Yes.
Wow. Yep. Wow, that's great. By the way, what prompted the Gene Lippincott story about having to stand on an actor's ankles? When I was doing scenes at the Casting Network, we had the casting director, Rick Pagano, come in. He's with Pagano Manuel, they're casting, and they've done dozens of TV series and movies, and he was in watching us, and he had me do a monologue, and my head was doing this all over the place, and my Leonid Brezhnev eyebrows were bouncing like this, and my eyeballs, and he said, okay, now do the same scene, but don't move your head so much. I said, okay, I did it again. He said, no, you're still moving your head. Do it one more time. I did it again. He said, no, you're not listening to me. He walks up behind me, and in front of 30 acting students, some of whom have made a paycheck in acting, some of whom were MFAs, the whole bit.
Oh, yeah.
He stands behind me, holds my head between his hands, and says, now do the scene with your eyes and your mouth. That's what I want. That's what you do. I thought, oh, my goodness, this is going to be tougher than I thought. And I'm reminded of a scene from Barry where he's doing, correct me if I'm wrong, Stanislavski thing.
Right.
Where you're aping.
The mirror.
The mirror. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's doing the, yeah. Because I learned that when I was in college theater.
Well, of course.
Yeah, exactly. Oh,
well,
my goodness.
We have a new player and technical genius. Albert Hendo is his name, new from California.
I saw the French name there. Yeah.
And he was a regular on the Wonder Years.
No kidding.
And so he has quite a television background. Not just that, he goes all the way back to Night Court.
Oh, goodness.
But he's wonderful. He plays Mike.
That's the Richard Crenna role.
Right, the Richard Crenna role.
Interesting. We're going to talk more with Kelsey and with Kathy about Wait Until Dark coming up after our local and state news and weather break on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and we stream live around the world at KQ&A.com. Don't go away.
James Roush here of Wallach & Volk Mortgage. Are you interested in buying a home and just have a million questions running through your head? The James Roush team at Wallach & Volk Mortgage is here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by appointment. Even if you need to meet on Saturday morning because of your work schedule, we'll be there. Call the James Roush team at 445-8730, Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 162.09, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Patriot Disposal is a local expanding company asking you to join our team. Patriot Disposal offers on-site training for a variety of jobs, including Class A or B CDL, heavy equipment operators, mechanic, welding, and sort line operators. Office positions available for customer service, bookkeeper, and human resources. For competitive pay and benefits, call, click, or come visit our office. Positions available at all our locations, Prescott Valley, Dewey, Cottonwood, and Rimrock. Patriot Disposal, 775-9000 or 203-9995.
Arizona Diamondbacks Baseball is live on KQ&A. Diamondbacks Baseball brought to you by Patriot Disposal, Prescott Dirt, You Pick It, Yavapai Bottle Gas, Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling, Waters Garden Center, Primavera Online School, Affinity RV, Bradshaw Family Dental, The Office Cantina, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson, and National Bank of Arizona. D-backs visit the Chicago Cubs Friday at 6, Monday at 11:30, 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.
Take me out to the ball game.
get connected to your medical records with a WireMC Care Connect account. WireMC Care Connect gives you one-stop, secure access to your WireMC medical records on your smartphone, tablet, laptop, or desktop computer, anywhere you have an internet connection. If you've received care from WireMC or one of its many organizations, including WireMC Physician Care, you can establish an account. It's easy and it's free of charge. Quick and easy access to your medical records is important for anyone, including people with chronic conditions, parents of young children, frequent travelers, and folks who find themselves in a medical emergency. Learn more at wiremccareconnect.org. Tell your WireMC healthcare provider that you want to establish an account, or contact WireMC's Health Information Management Department.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A your choice for your Thursday the 25th. I'm DJ Phone with a check of local and state news and weather together. Brought to you by Wallach and Volk. The Prescott Valley Town Council meets at 5:30 tonight. They'll consider improvements to Civic Drive.
This project has more than 1,200 feet of improvements. Engineering Division Manager Ron Pine says,
we've had two previous projects that were similar. Lake Valley Drive was one of them, and Long Look Drive, where we had some funding and we were able to widen part of the roadway and add some curb gutter and sidewalk.
Pine explains this is a partnership.
This one's a little different, yes. We did partner with Yavapai County. They do have a lot that's on the corner. It's a commercial lot, and we had a small segment of roadway, about 250 feet on Skoog Boulevard, and so we approached the county and asked them if they'd contribute some funding.
250 feet of Skoog Boulevard will receive similar improvements. The Prescott Valley Town Council meeting will be held in the Library Auditorium on Skoog Boulevard. This is Russ Edwards reporting.
Sunny and breezy today, very windy tomorrow, highs near 82 today, 79 Friday and Saturday, in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt, cooling overnight to about 52, with mostly clear skies before a big back-to-work cool-down. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, a sunny high today near 91, cooling to a mostly clear 57 overnight, warming to a sunny 89 tomorrow and Saturday, Tuesday's high only 75. This news and weather, a service of Wallach and Volk. I'm DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, KQNA. Like us on Facebook and listen live worldwide at KQNA.com and stay tuned. Q&A will continue in just a moment.
My legs don't feel heavy anymore.
The swelling is gone.
I'm not tired. I have so much more energy.
You can eliminate unhealthy varicose veins and their cause at Northern Arizona Vein Center. If varicose veins are limiting your lifestyle, many insurance companies, including Medicare, may cover new minimally invasive treatments. Hello, I'm Dr. Brian Skilperert, a board-certified surgeon with over 20 years of vascular surgical experience. Call 445-VEIN or log on to nazveincenter.com to schedule an appointment.
Comes to seafood, think small. Sally B's is up the ante on their all-you-can-eat fish fry on Fridays with new oriental butterfly shrimp. That's right. Not only can you get their famous Icelandic cod for one low price, you can save a delicious shrimp like you've never had. Serve with your choice of potatoes, veggies, soup or salad, and a dinner roll. The fish fry is every Friday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. They're in the Safeway Shopping Centre in Prescott Valley, Sally B's Cafe.
At Norm's Lock and Safe, we stand for life, liberty, and the pursuit of safes? Liberty Safes, that is. This is Jody. I am so excited. We are now the largest authorized Liberty dealer in Northern Arizona. And just like all of us at Norm's, Liberty Safes are made right here in the U.S. of A. and have lifetime warranties. Check out the new showroom of Liberty Home and Gun Safes. Life, liberty, and Norm's Lock and Safe. What more could you want? Play it safe with Liberty Safes at Norm's in Prescott Valley.
Hi, I'm Home Show Sandy with YCCA.
And I'm Nick with Arizona Hot Tub.
You put the awe in spa.
Come and see our spas at the YCCA Home Show May 17th, 18th, and 19th at Finlay Toyota Center.
Oh, that's right, Nick. Arizona Hot Tubs will be there.
We love the YCCA Home Show.
YCCA Home Show sponsored by Finlay Toyota Prescott and Waste Management.
Ah, see you there.
listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And we are back live at 249 with Kelsey Clare and Kathy Miller-Hahn. We are talking about Wait Until Dark, coming to Stage 2. That is the little Greenwich Village-style black box theater, three dumpsters down from the main stage, correct?
It.
By the way, how is it coming along with the new Stage 2, which is going to be opening, you hope, about when?
Year after next.
Wow,
We're hoping that we have one more full season in this particular rental property that we're using, mm-hmm. three dumpsters down.
Yep. And with a light bulb over the door, just like in Greenwich Village.
Absolutely. Yep. And, of course, this show is a Greenwich Village apartment.
Oh, that's right. How
so
apt.
It's just perfect.
It's Plus, in that building, you guys can go completely dark.
Oh, yeah.
You?
It's black. Oh, yeah, it's dark.
Oh, yeah, goodness.
You have to have it that way. The only thing is we have to keep the exit lines or exit
light on.
Lit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well,
so that's the only one, but that's all right.
That's okay because it'll still be plenty dark and scary.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it is.
Oh,
my goodness. Oh, boy. There are going to be a lot of people. You're going to hear some screams, and you're going to hear some people. You know what, Kelsey, remember the old comedian Joan Rivers?
Love her, yes.
There was an article that she did, a one-page column in Esquire, where she talked about what happens when two great comedians get together. They tell each other their best lines, but they don't laugh. They point at each other and go, "Now that's good." This is going to be something where other actors, they might not scream or jump out of their seat, but they'll go, "That was good."
Right, and that's the best compliment you can
isn't
get
that great?
From someone else
it
in your craft.
Best.
Yeah, yeah,
it's
isn't
true.
That great? Yeah, I'm the same way with horror movies. I saw Jordan Peele's movie Us a few weeks ago.
Right.
And other people were screaming. I'm going, boy, that is really good.
That's the way I process it as well.
Yeah.
We used a lot of, in fact, Stephen King's introduction to Night Shift is the best description of horror you're ever going to read.
No kidding.
And,
Night Shift?
Yep.
The comedy?
No, Night Shift.
You're not being a creep show, are you?
No, it's Night something. Night, it's a group of short stories.
Okay.
And I think it's Night Shift. Or not, maybe I'm thinking of Graveyard
Graveyard
Shift. Confusing Graveyard and Night. But the Nights, read the introduction on horror. He starts right off with, "Let's talk about fear, you and I."
Oh, okay.
And I used to use that when I was teaching, mm-hmm. you know, for Poe and everything
sure.
else built on what horror really is. Mm-hmm. And it's what's under the sheet.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And with Jordan Peele, who did Get Out, which he got an Oscar for the screenplay,
yep.
and of course he did Us. Now he's doing The Twilight Zone.
But
The new one.
Yeah.
But you know why it will never equal Rod Serling's original? Because all of Rod Serling's episodes were in black and white.
True.
And that can mess with your mind.
More than anything.
Because color is too literal.
Mm-hmm.
And black and white, you engage your imagination.
I still love black and white photography
yeah,
over
same
color.
Here. Same here. That's why I love Turner Classic Movies.
Yeah,
film noir. Oh, love
mine
it.
Too.
Absolutely love it. That is Kathy Miller-Hahn and Kelsey Clare. Thanks for joining us today on Q&A. And opening night for Wait Until Dark, sold out, is when?
May 2nd.
And it runs for 3 weekends, Thursday through Sunday.
Right.
Sunday matinees, right?
Mm-hmm. You
yes.
got it.
It'll be great. Thanks so much for joining us on Q&A. Stay tuned. I'll have Monday's guests and some final thoughts coming your way on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live at kqna.com.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military task-oriented mindset and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Just a reminder that Wait Until Dark will play at the Stage 2 of the PCA. That's in the alley right behind Peregrine Books. That will play for 3 weekends. That is Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings and Sunday matinees. And that'll be starting next week. Keep in mind, the first show on May 2nd is sold out, and the first Sunday matinee is also sold out. But you can get your tickets by calling PCA or by going online to pca-az.net or calling the box office at 445-3286. Good news from Pittsburgh as the Diamondbacks swept a 4-game series from the Pirates at PCA Park. Not PCA Park. From PNC Park, they beat the Pirates resoundingly in a 4-game series, winning today 5-0 with 7 shutout innings from Zach Greinke. And Greinke also hit a triple, I believe, in the 5th inning. So a really good team effort today. And they will now come home to play the Cubs for 3 and the Yankees 4-2. So some busy times coming up this weekend and Tuesday and Wednesday at Chase Field, with Wednesday's game being a matinee, a 12:40 start. Well, stay tuned now for Ben Shapiro at 3 and then Talk of the Town, the Thursday round table coming up with Chuck Roberts. Join me right back here Monday at 2 o'clock with my guest Karen Russell from Mountain Valley Regional Rehabilitation Hospital on behalf of Stroke Awareness. And Erin Mabry is the new executive director at Yavapai Big Brothers Big Sisters. She will also be here Monday. So join me for Q&A Monday at 2 when I will see you on the radio.
Been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Northern Arizona Vein Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, High Country Rec V Center, and David Snyder, CPA. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.